الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو يتولى الصالحين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وهو يتولى الصالحين الله سبحانه وتعالى is the guardian of those who are righteous who are pious person. A pious person is he who leads his life according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he obeys the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He refrains from sins. He makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Whatever he does, he has only one objective, that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased from me. This person is a pious person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes responsible for everything what belongs to him. He becomes guardian. The word guardian means he who stands behind a person, takes each responsibility of that person, assists him in the case of some difficult circumstances, and gives him all the pleasure what he can give him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us that if we will become pious person, we will change our life. We will become practicing Muslim, a real mu'min. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take all the responsibility. A small child in the house, he knows that his father is his guardian. He has to take all the responsibility. So this little child is not worried at all. If someday he tells his friend, I am going to Durban, and his friend asks him, have you purchased the ticket? He replies, no. Do you know the way where to go? He says, no. Do you know where you are going to stay in Durban? He will say, no. Have you made all the preparation for the journey? He will say, no. Then the friends ask him, how you will be able to make the journey? Then the small child will smile and he will just say, you know, I am going with my parents. So what does this mean? That he knows because my parents are with me, they will take care of everything. I don't have to worry for anything. They are my responsible. He feels a shadow on his head. He is pleased. If he has some problem, he just runs towards the parents and tells them. If he needs something, he just tells the parents. If something bothers him, he just tells the parents. If he finds something of happiness, he just tells the parents. To him, the parents are the solution of every problem. So he is not worried at all. He is relaxed. He knows, my father is alive, my mom is alive. I don't have any problem. Because they are the guardian. They have taken the responsibility. And if this small child, if he breaks something which belongs to somebody else, then the father, he is going to pay, because he is guardian. If he makes some mistake, the father will try to cover it. He knows that I am the father, I am the guardian, I have taken the responsibility. Similarly, when a mu'min, he adopts a life of sunnah, he becomes a practicing person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he protects him from everyone. He protects him from the enemy. The people who are jealous from him. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained that, O you who believe, you should not be afraid of kuffar. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ. You do not know who is your enemy. Sometimes your enemy can be in the shape of your friend, in the shape of your close relative. You do not know the situation of the heart, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Alim wa Khabir, He knows the reality. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows who are your enemies. And then He gives assurance. وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never give the kuffar a way towards the mu'min. For example, if two small boys, they quarrel with each other, and the father of one, he comes running behind the son of a person and says that, I want to beat him. The father will stand in front and he will say, no, you cannot beat him, I am his father, talk to me. And if he say, no, I am going to beat him, he will say, first you will have to fight with me, then you can approach. Similarly, any person who becomes enemy to awliya, to mu'mineen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes the responsibility. And has been expressed in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is hadith, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Hadith Qudsi. Any person who is the enemy of Wali, then I am inviting him to fight with me. First he will fight with me, then he will approach my Wali. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the responsibility. Because he is righteous person, he is pious person, he has pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through practicing the Sharia and Sunnah. So the best way of being successful in this world and in the hereafter is just to be submissive person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then our worries will not be our worries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. And it has been mentioned in hadith, مَنْ جَعْلَ الْحُمُومَ هَمَّا وَاحِدًا. He who made all the worries one worry, hammal akhira, the worry of akhirat, kafahullahu hammad dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for the worries of this world. So we don't have to worry. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have double protection. One is this roof of the masjid, and other one is the blue sky, another roof. So the mu'min lives under two roofs. More secured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from our enemies, from our people who are jealous from us, and the people who want to do something bad to us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve our problems. It is very difficult for us to solve the problem. Every day we face new problems, and if we fight ourselves, then it is difficult. It's a simple that there is a small child and he has a big box which is heavy and he wants to shift it to his room and he is trying to push it. He is exerting his full force but cannot move a single inch and he is sweating. The father asks him, why you are sweating like this? He will reply, I want to take this load to my room but I can't. It's more than my power. The father will tell him, why don't you tell me? For the son it was difficult. But the father will take the load and the box with his one hand and will put in the room. Similarly, our problems for us are difficult. But for Allah Ta'ala, nothing is difficult. He will solve the problem. Because He will be with us. Nowadays, if some person has got a link with high officials, with rich persons, he feels that someone is on my back. He talks to the people, he tells them, oh, I have very good friends and they are very effective. And he feels that if there will be some bad condition, circumstances, they are with me. They are going to help me. So if people can have this much trust in their friend, why not we can have the trust in our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is always with us. Friends are not always with a person. Sometimes you want to contact a person to get some work done, but you will find he is not at home. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, wherever we are in the valley, we are at the top of the mountain, we are on the face of the earth, or we are in the ocean. Hova ma'akum, aina ma'akumtum. He is with you, wherever you are. We don't need to worry at all. Subhanallah. Because He is our guardian. Let me give one more example. Normally, people can understand from the everyday example, because they face it, and they feel it, and they say it's easy to understand. Someone is working in an organization. He feels that if I will work in this industry, then at the end of the month, I will get the salary. No, he does not have to worry that he has to earn money from some other source. He says, no, I am working for a company, and he will give me the company will give me the salary. If someone tells him, oh, you are not doing something, you are relaxing, he says, that because I am serving in a company, I am going to have my paycheck at the end of the month. I don't have to worry, don't have to see other sources. That is sufficient for me. And then he asked him, you are not worried about your health, you will have to pay too much to the doctor. He will say, no, medical is covered. So when he will say medical is covered, means me, my wife, my children and my parents, if any one of them becomes sick, he will be admitted in the best hospital and he will be treated by the best physician and everything will be paid by the company. I have medical coverage. And then he feels that if I work in the industry, if I am hurt or I become wounded, then I am insured. In the world, people insure. While the company gives insurance, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives assurance. He tells you, believe in me, and I am with you. I will take care of you. And if this person, he is ordered by the company to go on a business trip, then he is going to get double reward, PADA, daily along, traveling along. And he is staying in very beautiful places. He does not have to take care of his food and other things. No, everything free. He can call and talk to any person. He feels I am free because I am on my business tour. And he is on business tour, he is getting more reward. Now, look at the example of the moment, that he is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his risk will be fed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be busy in practicing the religion, in the work of deen. He will be busy in rizq halal. He has to just make attempts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakat in his actions, in his decision, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the rizq. He will never let him go and beg from the house of some worldly person. No. He will get everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Can you tell me any one person who died due to hunger and he was a hafiz and a alim? Can Can you quote one example? I have asked this question in different countries from thousands and thousands of people. No one has come up with one example that I know this hafiz and alim, and he has such a miserable condition that he died due to hunger. Not a single example. Yes, there are examples that some of the ulama, they died because they took too much. Their stomach was filled, overfilled. Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi. Yes, we can quote the example. But no example can be quoted that in hafiz, in alim, he died due to lack of rizq or due to hunger. No example. But I can quote so many persons who were PhD in engineering, and they were very big officers of their time. But then they got retirement from their firm, and at the end they had such a miserable life that there was no one to take care of them, and then the person died due to hunger. No one was there to feed food to him. I can quote a number. So this insurance is better, or the assurance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better? So he has given us the assurance. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he is the guardian of those people who are righteous, who are pious. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us, will solve our problems. One shaykh, he was going in a street, and it was rainy season, and the road, it was muddy. One couple passed by him, and some of the mud drops were reflected by the shoe of the sheikh, and they stuck to the clothes of the woman. When her husband looked at this, he became angry, and he started beating this sheikh. He kept patience, and then he went. Now after just few meters, he found a house, a shop of sweets and milk and this stuff. And the shopkeeper, he had made near intention that today it's very cold, it had rained in the night, and it's windy. If I will see any person whom I will feel it is poor, I will call him and I will give him one glass of warm milk for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had made this intent. When he passed in front of the shopkeeper requested him, please come, I want to serve you with one glass of milk. Now he took the milk. It was very sweet and warm, and in cold weather it was very good. So he drank the milk. Then he looked towards the sky and said, oh Allah, you are so great. At one place you give power, you empower someone on me so that he beats me. And at this place you give me this delicious milk to drink. Oh Allah, you are very great. He just uttered the sentence, and one person came running and he said, oh, you made some bad dua, some bad dua. Why? He said, the person who bet you, he went in his house and he was climbing the stairs, and then he fell down and he just passed away. So we feel that it is the outcome of your dua. He said, no, no, I never made dua about him. He said, what happened? Then the sheikh told him that because some of the mud drops stuck to the clothes of the wife, of his wife, and he loved his wife. That's why he became angry and he said, oh, I am going to take the revenge because my wife has got torture. His dress has become dirty. So then the wife had been tortured, the husband came to take the revenge. Similarly, he bet me, I was tortured, and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took the revenge from him. So this is very easy to understand. And it is very true. It's always like that. There is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes the revenge. Even if the enemies are too many. At the time of Jang-e-Ahzab, Khandaq, the kuffar used to tell the Muslims, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ, that the people, they are coming towards you like the water of the river, and you will be vanished. So please take care of yourself. And the Muslims, they were confident. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَثْبِيتًا. Their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was increased more. And what happened? That the kuffar encircled the mu'mineen for almost 30 days and they could not even do any harm to them, and then they had to revert back to their houses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains in Quran, وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْزِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reverted these kuffar towards their houses and they could not achieve any of the targets. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us, then He will protect us. We don't need to worry. Actually, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then we just fight with our problems. Fighting all the day, every day, new problem. And this is not the solution of the problem. We will become exhausted. We will become tired, and then we say, life is very difficult. We have made this life difficult with our own hands. We have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We commit sin, and we invite the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He should punish us. This is big mistake. وَهُوَ يَتَوَى الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the guardian of the pious person. So we should become a good person, we should make good deeds, and then we should rely on the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will fulfill His promise, whatever He has made. You know the story of the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. And we made wahi to the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you should feed milk to your son. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوُّ لِي وَعَدُوُّ لَهُ. And if you feel afraid from the police authority, then you should put your son in the river. And this son will be caught by a person who is my enemy and who is his enemy. Subhanallah. Who is my enemy and who is his enemy. وَلَا تَخَافِي. You should not be afraid. وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. You should not become sad. إِنَّا رَادُوهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will revert him back to your house. وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we want to make him one of the prophets. Now this was the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But apparently, what's happening with the mother? That the mother thinks, oh Allah, if you want to protect my son, I just put him on a bed in one room and no one should have the capacity to go there. Easy solution. Okay, I put him in some cave. He should be protected there. But no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breaks the observation, mushahida. He breaks it. He wants to know whether he believes in my promise or he believes whatever he observes with his own eyes. So that was the test. That was the examination. And now there was a second point for the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That if he just throws the baby in the river, going to drown, going to die. So she prepared a box and put the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam inside. But now again a problem, that if she wants that water should not enter in the box, she should make it tight from all the four sides. But then it will become airtight. If no air goes inside, even then the child will die. If the water will go from the hole, even then the child will die. No, his brain tells her, your child is going to die in any case. But he has to do something against the observation. So she trusted the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, whatever I can see and I can think is wrong. But whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making promise, it is right. So she put the child in a box and then put the box inside the river. Fir'aun and his wife, both of them, they were just walking along the river bank. They looked at the box and they ordered their employees to go and bring the box. When the box was opened, then they looked at the face of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي, that the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we had put a tajalli of love upon your face. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the face of Musa alayhi salam attractive, charming face, beautiful face. So when both of them looked at the face, then the wife told her husband, Fir'aun, لا تقتلوه, you have been killing thousands and thousands of sons, of sons, baby sons, but you should not kill this child. أَتَا أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدَا, either we will get benefit from him and we will make him our own son. And then Fir'aun, he was mistaken. He thought that because we will bring up this child in our palace, so he is not going to be my enemy. He will remain grateful to me throughout his life. So no problem. No, the brain is deceiving him. His capabilities, intellectual capabilities, they are betraying. He was trapped. He said, okay, I don't want to kill him. The person who killed thousands of the sons of mother is now saying, okay, I don't kill him. Now they brought this baby son to their palace. And they wanted to feed the Musa alayhi salam with the milk. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِيَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that we had made the milk of other women haram for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Musa alayhi salam is not going to accept the milk of other women. Now they are worried. How to feed milk to this child? If he will not drink milk, he will become weak, he will die, he is so charming. We should feed him with milk. And now he makes order. Find some woman who can feed milk to this child. And women are coming. Dozens and dozens of women, they are coming and they are trying to feed the milk. But Musa al-Islam is not accepting the milk of any woman. And the night passed. Fir'aun and his wife, both of them, they were worried. This beautiful child is not taking milk. How he will remain alive? There should be any woman who should feed milk to this child. And what happened with the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran, إِنْ قَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا, if we had not given a knot on his heart, he could have disclosed the secret. Due to the love of her heart, she could have started crying, and people would have come to know that it is her son who has been in the palace. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her patience, gave her sabr. So she kept patience. But in the morning, she said to her daughter, go in the palace of Fir'aun and see what is happening with your brother and come and tell me. So the daughter, the sister of Musa alayhi salam, she went running towards the palace. When she went there, she saw a strange scene. Everyone is worried. Small child is not taking the food, the milk, and we are in search of a woman who should be able to feed milk to this small baby. And the sister of Musa alayhi salam, she talked to Fir'aun and said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ, Should I tell you about the family who can feed milk to this child and they will be very good caretaker for him? And Firaun, he just was shocked. Why she is saying that they will be very good caretaker for him? He said, oh girl, why you are saying this? And then she was the sister of a prophet, would be prophet. She said, because we are subordinate and responsible to you, if we will not be caretaker, who will be the caretaker? And he said, well and good, go and bring any woman. So the sister of Musa alayhi salam, she came running towards her mom and said, mom, come on, it's the time. And the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she went. She was given a reception. When she fed the milk, Musa alayhi salam, he started drinking the milk. And Fir'aun and his wife and other workers of the palace, all of them, they were more than happy. The problem has been solved. Now the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she stayed 3 days in the palace and then she said, I can't stay here, I want to go back to my home. And then Fir'aun, he was insisting and requesting, you should stay here. She said, no, I can't stay here, I want to go to my home. She said, okay, I have one suggestion. Take this baby to your home, feed milk to him, and I will send your monthly salary at your home. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. And we sent him back towards his mother. كَيْ تَكَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَى. So that his eyes should become cold. And she should not be sad. وَلِتَعْلَمْ. And she should know, أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقْ. That indeed the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are true, وَلَاكِنْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people, they do not know this. Rasulullah ﷺ, once he explained these ayat, and he said that the person who will trust in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be given the double salary, double reward. Then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked him, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, how he will get double reward? Rasulullah ﷺ told him that he will get the reward like the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She was feeding milk to her own son and she was getting salary on that. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of the pious person. It's our fault. We commit sins. We ignore the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we invite masaib, alam, baliyat, and these things upon us. We invite them. We invite bad circumstances on us. That is the outcome of our own amal. And if we become submissive person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a successful life, an exemplary life in this world and in the hereafter. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi. Let me just tell the story of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu first. That during his last moments of life, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to him. And then after making salam, he said, do you have any fear in your heart? He said, yes, I have a fear of my own sins, nothing else. Then he said, do you want me to call any physician for you? He said, no. Who has to give me shifa? He has made me sick. So I don't need any physician. The physician already observing me. Then he said, Abdullah ibn Masood, your sickness is very deep and in severe condition. Can I fix some amount of money from Baitul Maal? Because you have all daughters, no one male member in the family. So I want to make, fix some amount from the Baitul Maal for your daughter. He replied, no, I don't need it. Hazrat Usman Yano, he asked him why. He said, Rasulullah ﷺ told me that anyone who recites Surah Waqia in the night, then Allah SWT will save him from the difficulties of rizq, because my all daughter, they are hafiza of this surah, they remember it with truth, they remember this surah and they recite it every day. I am not at all afraid that they will get any difficulty of rizq in their life. So this much of confidence they had in the trust of, in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That because they recite Surah Waqia every day, they are not going to face the problem of rizq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He used to give them rizq, subhanallah, from His own sources. Once one of the sahaba, he wanted to urinate, so he went at a lonely place. When he was sitting there, he found a rat coming from a hole, coming out from the hole with 1 dinar in its mouth. The rat took this dinar and went back to the hole. Now this hole in Urdu language is called bill. So he again went inside the bill and brought another one. And then went third time. And he brought 17 dinar and put it outside and then went. Sahabi رضي الله تعالى عنه, when he was done with his meat, he wanted to come back. He found 17 dinar lying on the earth. He just took these dinar, put it in the pocket and came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then told whole the story. Ya Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, one rat, he brought these dinar from the bill, from the hole, and then put it outside, and I have taken it. So what is the order from you? Is it halal for me or not? Then Rasulullah ﷺ told him that this is your rizq, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you through someone. This is your rizq, go and enjoy, use it. Subhanallah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to get rizq from the bills. Whereas whatever we earn throughout the month, it goes in the bill. This is telephone bill. This is gas bill. Insurance bill. House rent bill. Whatever we earn goes in the bill. And they used to get rizq from the bill. Allahu Akbar. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of those people who are pious. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, he had 11 sons. He was a very good person. He kept justice in his lifetime. He was a man of justice. When he was going to die, one of his friends came to him and then he said, Umar, you have left nothing for your children. Property, bank account, like this, wealth. Before you, who are the rulers, they left so many properties and land for their children. And their children are enjoying and having good life. And I feel that you have made injustice with your children. You have left nothing for them. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah, he was laying down. Then he said, okay, let me sit down. He was helped. And he sat down on his bed. And then he said, listen to me. If I have given good tarbiyat to my children, to my son, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of the pious people, so I am putting them in the guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they are bad, I am not going to assist them in their bad deeds. I am not going to assist them in their bad deeds. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, he died. Then what happened? One of the big famous Imam, maybe Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi or someone else, he narrated that once he offered prayer, Juma prayer, in the big central mosque of Basra. And when he came out, he looked that the son of the previous ruler, one of them, he was begging at the door of the masjid, and at the same time, 11 sons of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh were the governor of 11 districts at that time. Those who left so much amount of money and wealth for their children, they are in such a bad circumstances that they are begging from the people. And the person who left nothing for his children, but made them good person, gave them good tarbiyat, he actually left them under the guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them such a respect. 11 brothers were 11 governors of 11 districts at one time. Because the people at that time, they could not find any person better than them. They had qualities. Subhanallah. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of those people who are pious. So we should make a commitment. Someone may think that he has quoted an example of the previous time. Let me quote one example of these days. One of my friends, he is a big qari and he is permanent resident in Madina Tayyiba. Every year we used to go, he used to prepare aqiqah for one child. Alhamdulillah, permanent feature. He had 22 children, mashallah. And out of them, he had 9 sons alive. The other sons, they died in the childhood, and some of the daughters died. Total 13 of them, they are alive. But 9 of them, alhamdulillah, they are now grown up. And he made all of them Hafiz, Qari and Alim. 9 sons, all ulama, Huffaz and Qurra. He lives in a very small house, but the family members are too many. And he himself is only got employment in a madrasa, and whatever he earns is the risk for the whole family. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given such a barakat that all the family members, they are surviving on the salary of one person. One person. One day he came to me in Masjid Nabawi and he said, Hazrat, I am little bit worried today. My wife, she talked to me in detail and she said that everyone is saying to me that you must have made 2 or 3 children alim, and you must have put the other children in universities and colleges, so they must have become computer specialists and doctor and engineer, and they would have earned money and they would have been your right hand at this time. And now all have become alim, one has become alim and the other, they are in the process going to become alim in the next 1 year and 1 year and 1 year. And I feel that people are, what saying, they are concerned about it. Now our elder son is mashallah grown up and we want that he should be married at this time. He is almost 21 years. But we have no resources. Who is going to give his daughter as a wife to our son? Because our son, he is just alim. And he has to take care of the family member. He has a lot of responsibility. He has not good amount of money in hand. And no one is going to offer his daughter. And I am real bit worried. And in Arab, Saudi Arab, it is relatively much more difficult. Because at the time of marriage, the mahar, they decide too much. They feel it is our honor, respect. So they are... standard is much more high, just like princess. So he was worried. I told him, don't be worried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you because you have made all your sons hafiz and alim, so he will not put you in miserable condition. He said, Hazrat, make dua. Tomorrow we want to go to some house to see the proposal of a girl. May Allah make us successful. I said, okay. And sitting in the Masjid Nabawi, alhamdulillah, we both made dua. The next day after Isha, he came with a box of sweet. I asked him, Qari Sahib, you seem to be happy today. Is there any good news? He said, yes, I have the best news of my life today to tell you. I said, what? He said, me and my wife, we both went to a house. It was the house of an engineer, but he was a pious person. And he died just 1 year before in an accident. But someone told us that he educated his daughter. She is very beautiful, she is very pious and very good. So we said maybe the widow, she will be pleased to marry her daughter with our son. So we went to that house. I went towards the male room where they were sitting. And my wife went towards the women's room. And after 10-15 minutes, I got a message through a small child that my wife wants to consult me, wants to talk to me. And she is waiting in one room. I went to that room and I thought, what happened? Why you called me here in this room? She said that I want to tell you something. I could not wait. I said, what? She said that her daughters are so beautiful. We could not even think that this beautiful girl will be the wife of my son. And she is highly educated. And the widow, she is telling me that her husband made wasiyyat that all of my daughters, they must be married with ulama, huffaz and qurra. And we have decided. But you know what is the decision? I asked her, what is the decision? She said that I have got proposals for all of my 9 sons. She has 9 daughters and all the daughters are 2 years smaller in age from my son. So we have decided that our one son, he will complete education, will be married with one of her daughter. And the second son, when he will complete education, will be married with the second one. And the third one. So 9 brothers will be married with 9 sisters. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. The problems of 2 families was solved. She was also widow. And it was a big burden on her. Because she had no husband. And she had daughters. And it is not easy to get proposals for the 9 daughters and to marry them. Subhanallah. Both families had similar problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then joined them at one place. Alhamdulillah, in one go all the proposals were decided. I told him, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he is the guardian of those who are pious. If we will become good person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve our problems, he will assist us, he will never let us down. No. Because he will be our guardian, our protector. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to change the way of our life. And to lead our life according to taqwa, according to the sunnah of the Prophet, and not to commit any sins. My brother, our sins are our biggest enemies. They are giving us problems. No one else is giving us problems. Our nafs, shaitan, they are our biggest enemies. So we should remain careful from them. We should not do anything against Sharia and sunnah, and we should do everything what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased from all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Before making dua, let us make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. This is called muraqabah. So please sit down, close your eyes, be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep away all the thoughts from your mind and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending His special blessings, His light, His nur, which is entering in our heart, and the darkness of the heart is being washed out, and our hearts are saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. We do not have to say this with our tongue, but we have to feel that the heart is saying and we are listening. आह जाती है असर को खींच लाने के लिए बादलों हट जाओ दे दो राह जाने के लिए आह जाती है असर को खींच लाने के लिए बादलों हट जाओ दे दो राह जाने के लिए ए दुआ फरियाद कर अर्शे बरी को थाम के ए खुदा रुख फेर दे अब गर्दिशे अय्याम के खल्क के रांदे हुए दुनिया के ठुकराए हुए आए हैं अब तेरे दर पर हाथ फैलाए हुए खल्क के रांदे हुए दुनिया के ठुकराए हुए आए हैं अब तेरे दर पर हाथ फैलाए हुए हक परस्तों की अगर की तूने दिल जोई नहीं ताना देंगे बुत के मुस्लिम का खुदा कोई नहीं हक परस्तों की अगर की तूने दिल जोई नहीं ताना देंगे बुत के मुस्लिम का खुदा कोई नहीं रहम कर अपने न आईने करम को भूल जा हम तुझे भूले हैं लेकिन तू न हमको भूल जा रहम कर अपने न आईने करम को भूल जा हम तुझे भूले हैं लेकिन तू न हमको भूल जा खार हैं बदकार हैं डूबे हुए जिल्लत में हैं जो भी हैं आका तेरे महबूब की उम्मत से हैं खार हैं बदकार हैं डूबे हुए जिल्लत में हैं जो भी हैं आका तेरे महबूब की उम्मत से हैं لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. ایک دعا لی سبحان ربی العلی الوهاب. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. میرے مالک ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما، ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما. اللہ ہمیں دنیا میں ذلیل و رسوا نہ فرما، شرمندہ نہ فرما، ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما، ذلت و رسوائی سے محفوظ فرما. اللہ ہمیں علت سے محفوظ فرما، قلت سے محفوظ فرما. اللہ برکتوں والی زندگی نصیب فرما، نیکوکاری پرہیزگاری کی زندگی نصیب فرما. نفس اور شیطان سے ہماری جان چھڑا، اللہ ہمیں نفس مطمئنہ نصیب فرما. اللہ شیطان کے ہتھکنڈوں سے محفوظ فرما. میرے مالک ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما. اللہ گھر بار کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، کاروبار کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. میرے مولا صحت سے متعلقہ پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، اولاد سے متعلقہ پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو نیکوکار بنا، فرما بردار بنا، ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. جن گھروں میں جوان بچے بچیاں موجود ہیں، اللہ ان بچوں کے مستقبل کو روشن فرما، ماں باپ کے لیے ان کے فرض ادا کرنے آسان فرما. اے مالک ہمیں اولاد کے غموں سے محفوظ فرما، اولاد کے دکھوں سے محفوظ فرما، اولاد کی پریشانیوں سے محفوظ فرما. میرے مولا جب ہم اپنے بچوں کو پڑھنے کے لیے باہر بھیجتے ہیں، ہم دور ہوتے ہیں، آپ قریب ہوتے ہیں. اللہ دائیں بائیں سے حفاظت فرمائیے، آگے پیچھے سے حفاظت فرمائیے، قیامت تک آنے والی ہماری نسل میں ایمان کو جاری فرمائیے. میرے مولا ان کے ایمان کی حفاظت فرمائیے. رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما، ہمیں نماز کی حضوری نصیب فرما، سجدے کا سرور نصیب فرما، اللہ قرآن پاک پڑھنے کا لطف نصیب فرما، رات کے آخری پہر کی مناجات کی لذت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ہمیں ایمان حقیقی کی حلاوت نصیب فرما. پروردگار عالم ہمارے ظاہر کو اپنے محبوب کی سنتوں سے سجا، اور ہمارے باطن کو اپنی معرفت سے منور فرما. اللہ ہمیں اپنی نگاہوں میں چھوٹا بنا، اور لوگوں کی نگاہوں میں معزز بنا. رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما. اللہ آفات بلیات سے محفوظ فرما، برے اثرات سے محفوظ فرما، برے لوگوں کے ساتھ سے محفوظ فرما. اللہ ہم گناہ کے لیے بڑھنا چاہیں، ہمارے بڑھتے قدموں کو واپس لوٹا، ہم ہاتھ بڑھانا چاہیں، بڑھتے ہاتھوں کو واپس لوٹا، اور گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اللہ ہمیں تقوی پرہیزگاری کی زندگی نصیب فرما. میرے مولا تو ہمارا سرپرست بن جا، اللہ تو ہماری رحمتوں کا ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما. رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرما. جن دوست احباب نے دعاؤں کے لیے پیغامات دیے، اللہ ان کی ضروریات کو پورا فرما، نیک مقاصد میں ان کو کامیابی عطا فرما، ان کے الجھے ہوئے کاموں کو اپنی رحمت سے سلجھا، اور اے اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہمارے تمام کاموں کو درست فرما. میرے مولا ہم آپ کے عاجز مسکین بندے ہیں، ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما. رب کریم جب بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے اپنے ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے، جب بندے پریشان ہوتے ہیں اپنے رب کی طرف متوجہ ہوتے ہیں. اے بے قصوں کے دستگیر، اے ٹوٹے دلوں کو تسلی دینے والے، اے دامن پھیلانے والوں کی جھولیوں کو بھر دینے والے، اے پریشان حال لوگوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور کرنے والے، رب کریم ہمیں در در کے دھکے کھانے سے محفوظ فرما، ہمیں اپنے در سے سب کچھ عطا فرما، اپنے غیبی خزانوں سے عطا فرما، اور سکھ سکون کی زندگی نصیب فرما. اللہ کامیابیوں والی زندگی نصیب فرما. رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرما. اے اللہ جب ماں باپ کا کوئی بچہ کمزور ہو تو اس کا زیادہ خیال کرتے ہیں. اللہ ہم آپ کے کمزور بندے ہیں, آپ ہمارا زیادہ خیال فرمائیے, ہمارا زیادہ لحاظ فرمائیے, ہم پر خصوصی رحمتیں فرمائیے. رب کریم جب کوئی ماں اپنے بچے کو نجاست میں لکھ رہا دیکھتی ہے وہ بچے کو پھینک نہیں دیتی, نفرت نہیں کرتی, گن نہیں کھاتی, بچے کو دھو صاف کر کے سینے سے لگا لیتی ہے. مولا ہم بھی گناہوں کی نجاست میں لکھڑے پڑے ہیں, میرے مولا ہم سے نفرت نہ فرمائیے, ہمیں اپنی نگاہوں سے گرا نہ دیجئے. رب کریم ہمیں اپنے در سے جھٹکار نہ دیجئے, ہماری جاؤں کو پھٹے کپڑے کی طرح منہ پہ نہ مار دیجئے. رب کریم آپ کے تو ہمارے جیسے اربوں کروڑوں بندے ہیں, اللہ ہمارا تو تیرے جیسا کوئی معبود نہیں, ہم نے تو آپ ہی کے در سے مانگنا ہے. میرے اللہ ہم پر رحمت فرما. اللہ جو آپ کے در سے خالی اٹھا اس کو دنیا میں کہیں کوئی دینے والا نہیں. رب کریم مہربانی فرمائیے اور ہمیں ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دیجئے, ہماری امیدوں سے پڑھ کر عطا فرمائیے. میرے مولا ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرمائیے. اللہ آپ نے تمہارے پاس تو پرچار فرمایا ہے رحمت سائن فلا تنہر, ہر سوالی کو انکار نہ کرو. اللہ جب ہم جیسے کمزوروں کو حکم ہے ہم سوالی کو انکار نہ کریں تو اللہ ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سوالی ہیں. مولا آپ تو عظمتوں والے شان والے خزانوں والے ہیں, میرے مالک آپ انکار نہ فرمائیے. رب کریم جب کوئی اللہ جب کوئی بھکاری بڑے دروازے کو دیکھتا ہے تو اونچی صدا لگاتا ہے, اللہ ہم تو آپ کے در پر بیٹھے ہیں, میرے مولا ہم آپ سے آپ ہی کو مانگتے ہیں, میرے مولا ہمیں اپنا تعلق دیجئے, اپنی معرفت عطا فرمائیے, اللہ ہمیں اپنا وطن عطا فرمائیے. میرے مالک مجھے اپنی تختی کی شرم ہے, تیری رفاتوں کا خیال ہے, مگر اپنے دل کو میں کیا کروں اسے پھر بھی شوق وصال ہے. میرے مولا ہمیں اپنے پسندیدہ بندوں میں شامل فرما. رب کریم آپ نے قرآن پاک میں خود ارشاد فرمایا کہ انسان کو ہم نے اجلت سے پیدا کیا, اس کی فطرت میں اجلت پسندی رکھ دی. اللہ جب ہماری فطرت میں اجلت پسندی جلد بازی ہے تو مولا پھر جلدی سے ہماری مقصد کر دیجئے, میرے مالک جلدی سے ہمیں معاف فرما دیجئے, اللہ جلدی سے ہماری معافی کو قبول کر لیجئے, اللہ ہماری سعادت کا فیصلہ کر دیجئے, اللہ پھر آپ جلدی سے ہم سے راضی ہو جائیے, میرے مالک آپ جلدی سے راضی ہو جائیے. رب کریم مہربانی فرمائیے. اے اللہ آپ نے ہمیں حکم دیا کہ ہم لوگوں کی کوتاہیوں کو معاف کر دیں اور ایمان والوں کی نشانی بنائی, ولا تینا الناس, کہ وہ تو اپنے وسطوں کو پینے والے اور لوگوں کو معاف کرنے والے ہیں. کہ اللہ آپ تو مومنوں کے بھی پروردگار ہیں. رب کریم اپنی ناراضگی کو بچھوڑ دیجئے اور اے اللہ آپ اپنے معافی عطا فرما دیجئے, ہم سے راضی ہو جائیے, ہم سے خوش ہو جائیے. میرے مالک آپ کے محبوب نے ہمیں آپ کا در دکھایا اور یہ بھی بتلا دیا کہ اس در کے سوا کوئی دوسرا در نہیں, تو مولا آپ کو منانا اس وقت تک ضروری ہے جب تک کہ آپ راضی نہیں ہو جاتے. مالک آپ راضی ہو جائیے, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لیجئے. اے اللہ اس مجمع میں کتنے نوجوان ایسے بیٹھے ہیں آج روئے کر اپنے گناہوں کی معافی چاہتے ہیں, میرے مولا یہ اپنے نفس کے ہاتھوں تنگ ہوئے ہوئے ہیں, اللہ ستائے ہوئے ہیں, شیطان نے انہیں پریشان کیا ہوا ہے, یہ چاہتے ہیں گناہوں کو چھوڑ دیں, مگر اے اللہ ان کے ذہن میں بستے گناہوں کے ایسے ڈالتا ہے کہ گناہ کروا دیتا ہے. میرے مولا ان نوجوانوں کی حفاظت فرما لیجیے, ان کی جوانیوں کی حفاظت فرمائیے. رب کریم ان کو نیکی کی توفیق عطا فرما دیجیے اور ان کی توبہ کو قبول کر لیجیے. میرے مولا ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما. آپ سے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو خیریں مانگی وہ سب خیریں قبول فرما, سب خیریں ہمیں بھی نصیب فرما, اور جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی ہمیں بھی پناہ عطا فرما. اے اللہ ہماری آواز اگر دور بیٹھی مستورات تک جا رہی ہے, اللہ ان کو بھی ان دعاؤں میں شامل فرما. ہمارے عزیز اقارب مشائخ اساتذہ والدین, اے اللہ ان جو دنیا سے رخصت ہو چکے ان کی مغفرت فرما, اور جن کی آپ نے مغفرت کر دی ان کو قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا فرما. اللہ دنیا میں جہاں جہاں مسلمان پریشان ہیں سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ مدارس عربیہ کی حفاظت فرما, جو علماء صلحاء جو جماعت دین کا کام کر رہی ہیں
جہاں بھی ہیں، جس محاذ پہ جس شکل میں کام کر رہی ہیں، اللہ سب کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما، اور اللہ ہمیں اپنی حفاظت عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، تب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد واله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.